to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3, verses number 1. And notice what it says in verse number 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. In order for them to go up to the temple, watch this, they had to be obedient. And guess what? It was at a particular, specific time. It says the ninth hour. And I want you to know, in these passages of scripture here, I know you don't read it time and time again, but we're going to point out some things. It was an oversight you didn't get a chance to see. In these scriptures right here, verses 1 through verses number 10, we see healing. Healing took place. We see faith. The faith of Peter took place. And we've seen the power of God took place. We're very much aware of those three specific areas that were demonstrated in verses 1 through number 10. And we also see where they will begin to praise God. But we're going to talk about today just a little bit. We're going to focus on obedience. Obedience. It's going to tie in to this right here, but just stay with me. We're going to talk about obedience. You know, obedience is creating atmosphere for which God can provide an opportunity. Obedience provides an atmosphere that God can provide an opportunity. And I want you to know, as we're going to see this here, as we read this here, how Peter was obedient. He met at a specific time. He was there at the ninth hour. Verse number two, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Let's just stop right there for just a little bit, and let's talk about that a little bit. Notice Peter, number one, him and John was in tune. They went to church. They went to church at a specific time. Church started at 9 o'clock. And which they said the ninth hour, but actuality, it was 3 o'clock. It was 3 o'clock, and it was on a set time. It was an appointed time. I want you to know that's the way God operates. And when we had a set time, appointed time, being an obedient, we set in ourselves, we set up an atmosphere that God can give us an opportunity to be a blessing. We want God to bless us, but God wants us to be a blessing. Come on now. He wants us to be a blessing. If we be on time, get there on time, at the appointed time, at the set time, and move and operate by the leading of the Holy Spirit, then guess what? We set ourselves up for an opportunity to be a blessing. But we won't always seem like, as Christian, to get a blessing, to receive a blessing. But God wants you to be a blessing to other people. And how can you be a blessing if you're disobedient, not walking with God, not doing what God's telling you to do? The more we line up with his will for our life, the more that we line up and do what God's calling us to do, we setting ourselves up for an atmosphere. We setting ourselves up to be a blessing. And we all want to be a blessing. Sure, we wanted to receive a blessing. I know that. We all want to receive a blessing. But we also, too, we should, and I believe that you do, you want to be a blessing. You want to be a blessing to your children. You want to be a blessing to your husband, to your wife, to your grandchildren. I know I do. I want to be a blessing to them. I want to sow into their lives. Not just money, not just things, but the wisdom of God. I want to teach them about Christ, because once they get to know Christ, can operate and have faith enough to believe God, they can get what they desire. Whatsoever they desire, they can receive it of God on their own. The best gift that you could give your kids is to tell them about Jesus. Get them to be able to stand on their own two feet. Watch this here. But that's another whole story right there. It said, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily. Now this was a daily job. Daily means every day. He was picked up, he was carried to the gate of beauty to be sit out front to beg alms of those that went into the temple. He knew what time that they were going to be going in. And just think about this here. Every day being laid at the temple, at the gate of beautiful. He had to depend on somebody else. Stay with me now. He had to depend on somebody else to carry him there every day. You know, that's a tough situation to be able to have to depend on somebody to take you everywhere you go. What if they don't feel like it? What if they get upset? What if they don't want to? What if they upset? He depended on them to bring him to the temple, to the gate, so he can beg of money, so he could take care and support himself. But he was dependent on somebody else. That's a bad spot to be in. When your life depends on somebody, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. People goes and people come, but Jesus, he is so faithful. Jesus is always on time. He'll be with you when those are walk away from you. Look at verse number three. Who seen Peter? Now, when he was sitting out at the gate of the temple, watch this here. Who seen Peter and John about to go in the temple? I want you to know Peter and John was obedient. They were going to the temple at the hour of prayer. Come on now. At the hour of prayer. He seen them go in into the temple to acts of alms. What if Peter and John would have said, I ain't going today. I don't feel like going today. I don't want to go today. See how things are hinged and connected to the will of God. God orchestrates situation and circumstance to get you in a position where you can be a blessing or to get blessed. But when we don't be where we need to be, we delay the blessing that God has for us. But this man, he was dependent on people to go into the temple so he can ask of alms. Peter and John was on time. Peter and John, they came and went into the temple. Look at number four. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Notice what Peter did. Peter fastened his eyes, in other words, fixed his arm. You know, many times, watch that, we as Christians, we as believers, sometimes people be out there at the stop sign or at the corner begging or on the street, asking for alms, asking for money, you know, asking for loose change and stuff. Sometimes we turn our head. Sometimes we turn away. Sometimes we don't even look at it. But Peter, notice what Peter did. He fixed his eyes on him. Notice Peter, he looked at him. He didn't turn his head. I believe that God had already orchestrated that Peter now would be there, that Peter now was going to be where they was at the right time and at the right place. Watch yourself, saints. God, nothing happened by accident. Nothing happened by chance. I don't believe nothing has happened in my life by chance. I don't believe nothing have happened in my life by accident. I believe that God orchestrated every situation, every circumstance, whether it was good or bad, that it would take place at the appointed time. I look back and I look at it. This happened, that happened, this could have happened, but God orchestrated them. Nothing happened just by chance. Nothing happened just by accident. Nothing just happened to you and I. I want you to know, if we go back and just search the street, look at Joseph. It wasn't no accident that he was sold into prison, went through all of those situations and circumstances. At the end, it was for a purpose. At the end, it was the plan of God. He saved the people. He saved the nation from starvation. Come on now. It wasn't by chance. It wasn't by accident that his brother sold him. He went to Egypt. His wife, Potiphar's wife, lied on him, and he had to go to prison for a certain length of time. It wasn't by chance. It wasn't by accident. I just don't believe it. Nothing just happened to you and I by chance. God is in control. God is in charge, whether it's good or bad. He knows where you're at this morning. He knows what you've been through. He knows which way you're headed. He knows all about your situation and your circumstance and my situation and circumstance. God orchestrates things to happen in our life just as he will. He order, come on now, our step. Come on now. He order our step. Nothing just happened. Peter and John just went there by coincidence or accident. Peter fastened his eyes on him, fixed his eyes on the man that was begging, that he was begging for alms. But notice what Peter said. Notice what the word says in verse number 5. And he gave heed. Who that? The man, the beggar. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Come on now. He was expecting to receive. What was on your mind? What was on your heart this morning when you got up and washed your face and brushed your teeth and combed your hair, got your clothes on and then come to church? Was you expecting something to happen? Was you expecting to receive? Was you expecting to hear from God in a song in the word of God? Was you expecting, or you just came? I'm so glad you just came. I'm glad you are here. But was you expecting? Or you just came? Thank God for your presence. Thank God. Say, we got to expect God to move. And when we walk in obedience, come on now, we can expect God to do the supernatural. We can expect God to orchestrate things to happen for your good. But if you're not expecting, and many times sin, disobedience causes us not to expect anything from it. Disobedience. How can you be in disobedience? And you don't feel, you feel guilty. You feel not worthy. So your expectation is not out there. Your antenna is not out there. But if you walk in obedience, the best way that you know how, keeping a pure heart, a pure mind, walking with him, talking with him, fellowshipping with him, you can expect God to do something. You need to be expecting. You and I need to be expecting God to do the supernatural. I'm expecting him to do something. I'm expecting him to move supernaturally in our midst. As we've been fasting, as we've been praying and believing God for the service, I'm expecting. I want you to be expecting. I want you to raise your sight. Don't let the enemy talk you out of it. All this ain't gonna happen. All this. No, expect God to do the supernatural. As we walk in obedience to his word, he set the stage. for that, for him to present the opportunity. He was expecting. He gave heed to that. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Verse number 6. It said, then Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Notice what the word, Peter says, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have. You might not have silver and gold. You might not have what you think you ought to have to be a blessing to somebody, but use what you got. Use what you got, something, say, that you can use. Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give I thee. What do you have? You got something, say. You got something. We want God to bless us and bless us, and that's great. But use what you got to be a blessing to somebody else. Be a blessing to somebody else. Peter says, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That was faith. Faith-filled word. Come on now. Faith-filled word. Rise up and walk. Faith-filled word. Peter said, we ain't got the money. We don't have it. But Peter knew, watch this here. Keep your hand right there. Go down the street. Turn down the street just a little bit. And what I mean about that, let's go to the next chapter. Chapter 4. We're already in 3. Go to 4. Go to 4 and 13. What do you have? You got something, say. You say, I don't have this here. And we think that we cannot be a blessing to them. You can show some love. You can give a kind word. But such as you have, operate in what you got. Use what you got. Look at our Acts chapter 4, verses 13. Acts 14 and 13. You got to say, praise the Lord. Watch this in our Acts 14 and verses 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they was unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They had spent time with Jesus. You spend time with Jesus. You spend time with Jesus. I submit unto you. Silver and gold, you might not have any, but if you spend time with Jesus in his presence, in prayer, he'll use you to be a blessing to somebody else. Because he's going to give you that boldness. He's going to give you that, you'll be operating keen in the spirit of knowledge, wisdom, understanding. You can operate in those gifts and you can be a blessing to somebody else. But we think because we don't have money, we think because we don't have this and that. But such as you have, you got something, say. And you can be a blessing to somebody else through your obedience. Peter demonstrated that early in another part of the scripture. You know the story when he was fishing. Caught nothing, tall all night. Didn't even see nothing. Wasn't nothing going on. And Peter knew about fishing. He was a professional. That's how he made his living, fishing. It was nighttime fishing. Come on now. It was nighttime fishing. He knew when the tides went out. He knew when the tides come in. He knew what kind of bait to use and caught nothing. And caught nothing. Washing their nets, cleaning their nets up. Then they go to the house. Fished all night, hungry, tired. Then they go to the house, get a bite to eat, clean up, and go to bed and get ready for the next. And Jesus, he showed up on the scene. He said, look, child, into the deep. Can you imagine Peter's mind must have went haywire? I done fished all night. I ain't caught nothing. But this is what I love about that scripture, what Peter said. Peter said, nevertheless. We're talking about obedience. He said, nevertheless. Nevertheless, if you said it, I'll do it. Nevertheless, if you said it, I'll do it. I don't understand it. I don't know why. I don't know how it come. But Lord, you're the boss. If you said, I'm going to do it. And guess what? He got blessed. Not only he got blessed, we're talking about being a blessing to somebody else. You can't be a blessing to nobody in disobedient. You're not setting the stage. You're not setting the atmosphere to be a blessing. You want to be a blessing. God wants you to be a blessing to others instead of looking for a blessing. You can be a blessing through obedience. Just do what the boss tell you to do, when he tell you to do it, and how he tell you to do it. Not understanding, not knowing what it's all about. You just doing it because he said it. Lord, you said it. And Peter, not only he got blessed, but those around about him, he begged for them, come over here. Here, where is it? Come over here. You want to be a blessing to your mother, your children, your grandchildren. Let's line up with obedience. Let's line up with what the boss say. Watch this. As we go on, you got something, saint. If you're walking in obedience, you got something that you can be a blessing to others. If you're walking in the obedience. And I believe that you are to the best of your ability. But I challenge you, come on up. We all can come on up. We all know that we can do more. We all know that's another level. What hindering us and keeping us from going to another level, another height? What hindering us? What keeping us? What stopping us? He says in his word, when Jesus told him to get up, rise up and walk, we back in verse number seven, and he took him by the right hand and lift him up in a meeting, not 30 minutes later, not an hour later, not days later, immediately, his feet and ankle bone received strength. That's the power of God right there. Peter and them was obedient, and God could use them in obedience. Silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. And he leaped up. Don't you know, that took faith for Peter to speak the word and then just reach down with his hand. What if the man hadn't moved? What if the man hadn't been able to get up? But by faith and the power of God, when Peter did it, God honored him and backed him, and the supernatural took place. Walking in obedience, doing what you're supposed to do to the best ability, to the best of your ability, that trying to please God. That should be our desire, is to please God every day. Lay aside every sin. Lay aside every weight that hindering us, that keeping us from going forward. But you know, it got to be a mindset. You got to want to. God ain't going to make you do it. And I believe many times, we as Christians, as believers, we don't get God's very best. We don't get all that he has for us because we in disobedience. Because we don't do what we know to do. And many times we don't do what we can do. It's not too hard. It's not too hard, saint, for some of the things that we know we should do and don't do. Come on now. What are we talking about today? What are we talking about? God wants you to be a blessing. I be looking for a way that I could be a blessing to somebody. It's not about what I got to give them, just a word of encouragement, just to let them know you can do it, you can make it. I'm praying with you. I'm standing with you. And I'm standing with another a pastor right now down in Alabama. He having trouble with his weight. I say, I'll stand with you for 21 days, just praying with him. Lord, take that weight off. And when to take it off, Lord, give him a desire. Give him what he needs to keep him from allowing it to come back on. Help him with his appetite. I'm standing with him. I don't have no big recipe to give him. I don't have no big diet plan for, but he says, stand with me. Use what you got. Be consistent. Be diligent. Be faithful. Be one that God can count on you. Be one that God can brag on. Come on now. If God don't brag on you, I want you to know somebody else will. The devil. He'll brag on you. I got him. I got her. I tricked her. I had to wait 30 years, but I brought her down. I had to wait. I had to watch her. I had to watch her schedule. I had to watch how she acted. I had to watch her. But I tell you, I waited on her and brought her down because your enemy goes about seeking whom he may despise. Come on now. If God don't brag on you, the devil will. The devil will. I want you to be a trophy of God. My daughter, my son, my children, they walked in obedience, and this what they was able to do, and this what level they is operating at. I brag on them. I can count on them. They is faithful. They is committed. They on time. Who bragging on you this morning? All the enemy know, he got to just throw this out there, throw that out there. Oh, you gives up. God want to brag on you. Either you're going to be, watch this, and this powerful. Either you're going to be a trophy of heaven or you're going to be a trophy of hell. It ain't no between. Wow, thank you, Lord. Let me just share this with you in closing there. I want you to know that you can be a blessing. I want you to know, thank you, Jesus. I want you to know you can be a blessing. And God wants you to receive. God wants you to expect, watch this here. God wants you to expect peace in your life. I don't know what level of expectation that you had, but I want you to begin to expect for the peace of God to rest upon your life. Write this scripture down, Psalm 29 and verses number 11. Go back and read it. He wants protection. You can expect protection from God. Psalm 91, read the whole chapter. You can expect the power of God. Acts chapter 1, verses number 8. Saints, you can expect to provision of God. You're supplied all of your needs. You can expect that. Genesis chapter 42, verses number 25. Raise your expectation. Expect something from God. Continue. come on up a little higher. You say, well, Pastor, I do expect God to do so. Come on up. It's another level. You can come on up as long as you get in obedient and walk with it. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to be able to stand before your people. And I realize, Father, it's nothing. I can do nothing without you, zero. I pray for these under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray that you minister to their heart. Open up their eyes that they may be able to see. Open up their heart that they can receive. Lord, I thank you that they can be a blessing in the kingdom of God. Silver and gold they don't have, may not have, but whatever they got, Lord, let them use it for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.